Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
. 7:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is Wednesday, October the 20th, 2021. We're looking at 46 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Good morning to our AM 1340 listeners and you who are joining along live on Facebook. This time of year, this type of weather, I don't know about you, Lucas, but it makes me kind of want to get in my yard, want to clean things up. And if you take that to you finish yours and now you're ready to go to a park somewhere, you'll be inspired by this next story that we're doing in studio. We want to welcome Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity, Tim Veek, and of course, joining Tim on this and telling us more about this project, we have the general manager from Republic Services Leaders. So good morning. We appreciate it. It's Republic Services, and you have leaders in your company coming out today to be part of this project.
Yes, ma'am.
So who's going to tell us about the project that we're doing?
Yeah, so Habitat is pleased to partner with Republic Services through what's called the National Neighborhood Promise Grant. This was a nationwide grant, and there's 11 organizations nationally that were awarded it. Habitat was, I think, the only Habitat affiliate this year, so we were incredibly honored. It was a $160,000 contribution that was focused on neighborhood revitalization efforts, and they particularly were interested in coming alongside organizations that were working side by side with the community. So we've had a long partnership with the Crawford Road neighborhood, and actually Glenn was with us, I think, in 2019 at a neighborhood meeting where we were asking the communities, you know, what things do you really feel like you need here in the neighborhood or want to see happen? And they said, we've been asking for 25 years for Carroll Park to be revitalized, and that's something that's incredibly important to us. It's a community gathering spot, and we'd love to see it happen. So we applied a few different times for this grant through the Republic Services Charitable Foundation. And were awarded it early in 2021 and have kind of been working towards this effort. So this volunteer event that we're going to have with over 130 Republic Services volunteers is going to be tomorrow morning in the park. And following that, over the next few months, you'll see lots more improvements coming to the park. There'll be new picnic shelter, new swing set, new zip line, resurfacing the basketball courts, putting in grills, new bleachers, just a kind of a facelift.
Wow.
Yes. My goodness. Glenn, tell us a little bit about Republic Services.
So Republic Services is a national provider for waste and recycling. We are offering services to many communities and commercial businesses throughout the country, specifically here in the Charlotte and in the suburbs. We offer same type of services from, you know, the Charlotte, from Concord all the way down to Fort Mill and surrounding areas. And that's where we're going to pull the majority of our volunteers from over the next day and a half to assist with the Habitat's efforts.
So Republic Services, it's a national company.
Correct.
You all offered these grants. Habitat for Humanity of York County applied for them. Got it. And that's how the partnership kind of came about.
Correct. That's right.
Well, this is fantastic.
Really great. Tim, people know Habitat for rehabbing homes and building homes. Mm-hmm. Renovating a park might not have been in your portfolio, or people might not have thought that that was in your portfolio. But we would assume that if you rehab one part in a community, whether it's a home or a park, each other will kind of lift each other up.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, the model that we take at Habitat is a neighborhood revitalization model, which is kind of focused on what we call asset-based community development. And that's looking at what are the strengths and opportunities of community and building upon those along with the residents. And so clearly we start with home, the physical home where people live. That's where a lot of our work emanates. But we also realize that the quality of life that families have in their individual homes is shaped by the community in which they live and the neighborhood in which they live. And so if folks feel like they have safe places and welcoming places to gather, to, you know, just create stronger social bonds, have places where they can spend time together, all those things begin to benefit off of one another and just create a more livable community. And so that's what we're trying to do.
That is so true. I know we always use the word sweat equity.
Right.
And we know how that relates to Habitat for Humanity. Glenn, having fellow coworkers volunteer to do some sweat equity in a neighborhood that, you know, has a park that maybe they're not going to be seeing every day really won't impact their quality of life in that way, but it still will have an impact. Tell me what you expect or what you have found through past projects, the impact it has on coworkers.
So the foundation was founded in 2018, and the first project we did was up in the Charlotte market, and we were able to pull together about 160 volunteers for that event. And the feedback that we received from that was glowing, and the folks and team members just couldn't wait to get back out again. Obviously, last year's events, you know, slowed things down for us. We were still active in the National Neighborhood Promise arena, but this year having an opportunity to get back out and give back to the community is really, really exciting for the team. And again, they just can't wait to get out. So I'm not surprised by the numbers that we've were able to pull together.
Well, it boosts morale, right? I mean, you work with people in an office setting, or whether you're doing it remotely, even more importantly, if you're doing it remotely, to see the people that you call your family, your work family, but to see them outside of the office, dressed in different clothes, doing different jobs, I would assume it boosts morale. But also, you almost have a new respect for some employees that you might butt heads with day in and day out. You see them outside of the work environment, and you're like, wow, you know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I misunderstood you, or that's how you operate it. I could see it go both ways.
Yes, the interaction between the employees is going to be great. Yeah. There is more than half of the employees are what we would say working from home at this point. But we are pulling from four different locations within the market, and it will be a good interaction from folks answering the phones to folks sorting out recycling for us. So, again, varying different roles, is going to be good to see them mingling together tomorrow.
How do you organize something like this? I mean, you show up. We're used to seeing yeah. this on TV, you know, where you just come in and do a lot in a day. But from the logistics, do you two work together to get a as I would call, a script together? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I will say there is a lot of work that goes into these events. And so that's why we're not doing them all the time, because it is a lot of work. But it also is – it's one of these things that once you – get through it and see that what you've accomplished is pretty satisfying. But yeah, there's a lot of, you know, communication with Glenn and his team about certain things they're bringing out from a public services. They're supporting the effort with dumpsters and things like that we can use. Also, just getting all the projects aligned that we're going to be working on, how many people we need, all the materials, those sorts of things, making sure we have enough leadership, which I want to say thank you to a lot of to our staff and our volunteer leaders who are just helping pull this all together.
Well, this will happen tomorrow. Again, Habitat for Humanity partnering with Republic Services to revitalize Carroll Park inside of Crawford Road. It's the neighborhood here in Rock Hill. It's going to take place tomorrow, Thursday, October the 21st, from 8 to 11, right there on Simrel Street. And guys, good luck. You've got your work cut out for you, but with
8 to 11 a.m., you got a lot to do in
sure
a short period of time.
But
that can be motivating.
I was going to say, everyone's on the same team, the same mission, and revitalize something. And what do they say? A fresh coat of paint and new lights can make your house go from okay to wow, the wow factor. Mm-hmm. So thank you again so much for uplifting this neighborhood. For 25 years, they've called for it, and they're finally getting their blessing.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Before and after pictures, where can we go to see them?
Oh, that's a great question.
Facebook, if you go to at YC Habitat, Republic Services also has a Facebook page.
Cool.
I think we'll be tagging each other back and forth.
Because we like those before and after pictures.
Right.
Make sure you take
that's
a lot.
Right.
Tim Veek is the Executive Director for Habitat of Humanity of York County. Glenn Cavanaugh is the General Manager for Republic Services.